Danny's in North Belfast. Morning, Danny.
Good morning, Steve.
Go ahead, Danny.
Look, I'd just like to pull you up on one thing. How can you sit there and call someone a loser? You've been on a...
Because factually, he's a loser.
He's not a loser. Listen, you started supporting Man United a year ago, so you...
It doesn't matter if I started supporting them yesterday. What's he won? What's he won?
You've got a season ticket holder, so you have. It's people like you that Roy Keane's given off about, and he's 100% correct. We are prawn sandwiches. You started supporting Man United this time last year. Moyes should have been given another year, at least, but he's gone. Now, there's only one man there to take over that job.
It's
Ryan Giggs.
Yeah.
Ryan Giggs at post.
But before you get to who takes over, you know, what on earth has, when I started supporting Manchester United, got to do with it? The man, as soon as he came into that club went from winning the league to barely being able to kick a ball. Now what do you call him, a winner? He's a loser.
The man's not a loser. But you haven't got the right to call anybody a loser. You started supporting Man United this time last year.
What's that matter?
Because you're not a proper fan. That's why you didn't get behind him. And your comments that prove that. So it's people like you, we don't even want at the club.
You see,
plastic supporters. What are you doing in the road there at the Anfield? Look, it's following at the minute.
You see, I said this the last time, right? The logic from people like you is absolutely crazy. It's bordering on insane. And let me spell out why I think you're so mad, Danny, right? Because you define a real fan as someone that wants a losing manager, a manager that clearly isn't up to it. You want them to stay so that the club will lose even more.
Job.
Why is it...
You said it yourself a minute ago.
Well,
what do you know about football? I've been following my name since I was 5 years old. So who are you to sit there and criticise me live on the radio about Manchester United?
If you've been following Manchester United since you were 5 years of age,
yes.
Right? Can you just answer this question? How on earth is it a sign of allegiance to a club to want to stand by a manager that's brought them seventh in the league, from first to seventh? They can't qualify for the European Cup next year. Why is it not allegiance to a club? Why can you not distinguish between allegiance to a drastic manager and allegiance to a club? They're two different things.
There's a transition period.
A real fan would want Moyes kicked out. That's my point.
He should have been given another year, but he's gone. That's it.
What, another year? Another year? Another year of disaster? Another year of demise?
Well, tell me this here, Stephen. See, 35 years ago when I started supporting Manchester United, if you're such a big Manchester United fan, who was the manager? You don't even know. You didn't even know who the team was you were a week.
I couldn't name you.
Sit there and criticise me as well.
I could not name you one player on that pitch except Fellini, who can't kick a ball, and Wayne Rooney. I couldn't name you one player. But that man's a disaster. Well, I'll tell you what. You're a real fan, aren't you? Because you want that disaster of a man, Moyes. Staying in that team longer.
He should have been given another year, Steve.
Well, then you sit in the stands and clap as they would have gone even further down the league.
I own the merchandise, and that gives me the right to say it, but it doesn't give you the right to say it. To buy a season ticket here this time last year, and now you're Mr. Manchester United.
Well, stuff about who's a real fan and who's not really winds me up.
Right down the road, down, Fake, go on.
What do you mean I'm plastic? What does that even mean?
You're a plastic fan. You don't know anything about them. You jumped on the bandwagon.
What does that mean? Jumping on the bandwagon. So you don't welcome new fans into the club. It's all you old diehards since you're 5. What are you now, 65?
And eat their prawn sandwiches, and then when they don't start winning, a year later they're giving them all that, they're running them into the ground, and that's exactly what you're doing. Who do you think you are?
Burgers and a gravy chip, not prawn sandwiches.
Well, here, it's the same thing, isn't it?
The news comes next.